Nelly, you want to say hello? Should we say hello now?
Hi.
Hi. So,
Morena.
You can bring the microphone. You can bring the microphone. The microphone's way up in the air and she's trying to reach up to get her mouth up there.
Yeah, but I've got such a loud voice that, you know, it doesn't, doesn't matter.
That's right. I have to do. I don't need to have the fader up so loud. So are we just going to play a song?
I got texts from Aaron at the beginning of the week. Do your radio show on Friday and choose music from the Raglan music playlist, and you have to come with 5 songs. And I was like, oh my God, that's too many for me. I'm not very good at choosing, but I have to say we went to the open mic night last night.
Yes.
So I choose all of them.
Well, Dave, I know Dave was there.
Dave was there.
Nikki was there.
Nikki Pablo. Keys was there. Pablo were playing.
Reggie from the Shot
singing.
Across the Road.
And then we had Fire Lucy, who's also a radio presenter. So they're my top picks. And then I'm moving down. So I have 3 songs that I've chosen.
Okay, well, I've gone for New Motion Ensemble because I saw that written on the piece of paper here.
Yeah.
Simple as the sun.
Back in the day, right, like we used to go and see these guys play, you know, before we had children and COVID and all that kind of stuff came along.
Yeah.
But we had kids a long time ago. They can't blame them.
They're all now serious dads who... they're not that serious, but they're dads and they have responsibility. Serious,
but they do. But yeah, when you look back at that list, there's so much rich musical culture and musical talent in this town. And I think, you know, when we moved here all of those years ago, that was definitely one of the things that attracted us to...
Right, well, that's only increased since that time.
I reckon, but I feel like I've become quite disconnected from it, so I'm going to have to go and actually have a proper look at this playlist. I'll have to get my son's Spotify account open. And,
is that how it works in your family? In my family, they use the station Spotify account, and I have to tell them off when DJs want to use it.
I don't know if like that kind of nepotism like is a good or bad thing, but when it comes to music, I think it's perfectly not, acceptable.
It's not supposed to happen. It just keeps happening. I don't seem to be able to stop it. So.
No. Well, you know, it's good. When we used to be part of Tractor, it was always, you know, our music went onto their playlists and vice versa. So, yeah.
There's no hard boundaries. That's for
music
institutions
for everybody.
And big cities.
That's right.
We don't do that. All right. No. So let's play New Motion Ensemble.
Yep.
Simple as the Sun. Somewhere on Natalie's playlist. got the morning show with Aaron. That was New Motion Ensemble, Simple as the Sun. We've got Natalie in the studio. Normally we talk careers, but we're talking music today.
Yep.
And it's good having you here because when I arrived in Raglan, I kind of got busy and kids arrived pretty early, and so I didn't go out to bands here except a couple of times, but you did.
Yeah, you had I was pretty busy before the kids came going
brief,
out to bands.
A grace period of where you could do things like that, and you're remembering. What was the band you were talking about before?
We used Raw Sugar, which was like quite a few, I think some Ash and Cam from New Motion.
Yeah,
and it was also Fanger, and there was a couple of other, but we've just been like, again, blessed, I think, have so much fun with music in Raglan.
Do you remember other Raglan bands since we've got you here and now we're talking about this? Jog the memory.
Oh, gosh, no.
No, too hard.
It's too hard to think back.
It seems to be the same people around this period in several bands.
For us, as I'm an electronic music fan, so it was DJs and stuff like that that we would go out to, or we would put on nights. You know, Tractor was quite instrumental in sort of, well, we weren't instrumental in bringing party here. It was already here.
The party
we just
was here,
added to
yeah.
it. But yeah, just, I just remember, well, I mean, we were out a lot, so I remember going out a lot.
It's a bit of a blur. It's a bit of a blur, is it, Natalie? So, but you were, you just said before that you're at the club last night
yes.
and you saw the guys playing there. And one of those guys was Dave Mabey. Was Peter Scandera playing or was he
No,
not?
He wasn't last there. Night, but Nikki Keys, like I mentioned, was there Pablo was there. And so again, like, you know, when we first arrived, there used to be, Pablo used to play at the pubs on Friday night.
Yeah.
And it was Joe, and there was another person that would play. So Joe would sing, and she used to run the kid shop, Scoot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that was packed. Like Friday nights at the pub, you couldn't get in. And then they used to have the bands at the back,
yeah,
in the back bar.
Yeah.
And all kinds, all sorts of people came here. And they do still, right? Like we had that, I remember one night, gosh, this is going back a few years, and it was just after my daughter was born. And they had this really big, well-known band that came to the club, like the Raglan Club.
Yeah.
And it was that real funny juxtaposition between all these like young people and then the older, like, what the hell is going
yeah,
on
what's happening
here?
To
what
our,
is this music? What
what's
are they
happened
doing?
To our club? I think was that when Tom McCormick was bringing in some bands?
Oh, I can't remember, but it was just great. Just great. Really good.
So since you saw Dave playing last night, we were going to get... Did you find another one on the screen that you wanted, or were we going to go with Call Me The Breeze? Which
I thought we'd go with Call Me The Breeze, but did you say... Or P&D Blues?
You want to do that?
Yeah, why not?
All right, I've got no idea what this is like.
Or even Jesus on the Mainline.
Oh, you want Jesus on the Mainline.
No,
all right.
No. Okay, there, because, like, is that his house of all those guitars in it?
Don't know. So to start with, we get... just a video. They're walking along,
it's
and we've got
Jesus in the
Mainline.
Oh, they can't hear me.
No, they can hear you, but you can't hear the cicada noises, which you can. That must be really loud then. Here we go.
Thank you. and you want to get well, tell him what you want, I say now. If you're sick and you want to get well, tell him what you want, I said. If you're sick and you want to get well, tell him what you want, you can call him up and tell him what you want.
Hey, you got the morning show, and that was Jesus on the Main Line. Peter Scandera, Dave Maybe, and we'll fade that out because we're getting all the cicada noises that the videographers decided to put in there. So you like that one?
I do like that one. I mean, when I first arrived in Raglan, I used to work in one of the cafes, and I, you know, obviously would serve Pete and and Dave and their cups of tea and all that lot. And at the time there was... The other guys, oh, she's the accountant. I can see her face.
Lynn.
Yeah. You just don't know how talented these people are.
No,
you know
well,
what
that's
I mean?
It.
And they just... Okay.
There we go. That's better. That.
Just so incredibly talented. Mm. I am not musically gifted. I'm a musical appreciator.
Well, where would the gifted ones be without us?
Is it music if no one's listening? I don't know.
Ooh. Well, this, I wasn't expecting this on a Friday.
But no, I mean, if it wasn't for people like that, then I wouldn't have as much joy in my life, would
I? Yeah, oh yeah.
You know? And I suppose that's the thing. So no, I just really enjoy watching people play music, and that was a really fun video. We were just saying, like, Pete's hair, oh man, we love your hair, Pete.
Yeah,
we're very jealous of
every man in Raglan's jealous of his hair.
But he's, just great talent. And then the one I played, which I didn't even know... I think maybe I've met this guy once, but I don't know if it was Jasper. Yeah. But a DJ, and I think it was the Lockdown Love Affair is the name of
that,
the song.
That's the
I
album.
Chose. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. But that was a good, I like that. But we can play anyone you want. I wonder if Jasper has like high quality hair like Pete does.
No, nobody does.
Nobody does.
Even though Jasper's much younger. You can't compete with that.
And we mean it. I'm please find my jest as a compliment because, I think it's all the harmonica playing that gives it the volume, you know.
Is it? Call Me the Breeze is the name of the song, and it looks like very windswept.
Yeah.
Let's put it in order of artist.
Okay.
And then we'll go to Jay and see what we've got.
Okay.
Where's Jay? Where does that come?
Let me try Jay.
Orca Visit?
Yeah, why not?
All right, let's play Orca Visit. This is Jasper Boer with Orca Visit. We'll be right back. Hey, that's Lockdown Love Affair. The album Orca Visit is the track. Jasper Boer is the artist. Natalie is my guest.
Hi.
Just a little list. I wasn't planning that.
Tick.
So we were just talking Jasper. He produced an album called Frozen Dreams in the first lockdown, and he came in for an interview, and then next lockdown, another album. And that's where our Lockdown Love Affair, which is a great title for an album. I love it.
It's a good album. It's good music.
Yeah. And that was Orca Visit. So have we got other things to talk about? Should we talk about a career, or are we just riffing on them? Okay, all right.
It's good to talk about other things than work.
Yeah.
So Little Lapham.
Yep.
So back when I used to DJ at Sanso, I used to DJ, but it wasn't that flash. I'm not that flash. But when I used to DJ on Tractor,
yep.
Little Lapham used to come in and play her music. Now, she's from the same town as me. She's from Plymouth in the UK.
How big is Plymouth?
It's quite big. It's a lot of – it's a city, you know, like it's an industrialised kind of coastal town.
On the south coast?
Yeah. Southwest coast. Literally, it's where the Mayflower Steps, where all the ships and things like that left for the New America, all of that. Like, it's a very historic place.
Is that amazing thing, is that the ships left from Plymouth and they arrived in Plymouth?
Yeah, well, no, I think they left in Plymouth and came somewhere else, and Plymouth was the only thing they could spell, so here you are. But it's a very historic town we've got. Some of our streets were laid by the Romans, believe it or not.
You're not around here.
No, not here, but in my hometown of Plymouth. And anyway, when we went back home the last time, my mum and dad live in Cornwall, and there's this pub they go to that's like one of the oldest pubs, you know, established whenever. And Little Lapham was playing.
Was she?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
there you are. So we can play a little bit. And she's actually called Lucy, and she used to babysit my kids for me. Well, Callum, before I had the other one.
You've forgotten her name.
Ellis.
There's another one somewhere.
One thing one and thing two now, bless them. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Little Lapham.
Okay.
I do know how she got her musical name as well, because I used to call her that at school, I think. Little Lapham, I think, is Lapham is rabbit.
Lapham is French for rabbit.
Yeah.
And she discovered when she was putting the music out and starting to tour a bit that there was another band in New Zealand called French for Rabbit.
Oh, my goodness.
Literally, that was their name. Oh. So they made sure that they tried to play together a few times.
Yeah. Well, here we are. We have Little Lapham. And is it Silent Tears?
Yeah, we're going to play Silent Tears.
We forget the things we want to remember. We remember the things we want to forget. If I thought that you would understand, I wouldn't be here lying soaking away in my silent tears, in my silent tears, in my silent tears, in my silent tears, my silent tears. I'll be careful not to wake you, 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 with my silent tears. Misbehaving, the thought of getting caught keeps us going. Sometimes I get seriously sensitive, and it becomes a river of silent tears. Tears, a silent tears, of silent tears. I'll be careful not to wake you, wake you. Be careful not to wake you, wake you.
Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron and Natalie's in the studio. Why can't I hear anything in my headphones?
Because I don't know.
The cable's broken.
Uh-oh. We were talking about dodgy connections, weren't we?
Were we? I just jiggled it a bit and it's okay.
We were talking about the yesteryear of the community radio show where Aaron had to hold a cable in during the interviews so that other people could be heard.
Well, it was
give himself arm cramp.
When I was doing a phone interview, when it was older gear and just one side would go. If I held it tight, I could make sure I got one side and it wouldn't totally cut out. But you had to hold really still. And if it was a half hour or more interview, my arm would get
cramped,
very sore,
or electric shocks.
Yeah, and then eventually you'd move and it'd cut out. Yeah. Anyway, I took it home and soldered it together properly after that. And now here I am around the blooming place.
Yeah, there you go, with your solder iron quick to hand,
ready to go,
and your on button.
So you wanted to play...
I want to play the
folks,
Justin...
I should say that normally we talk to Natalie about careers, but it's New Zealand Music Month and it's Raglan Music Month in reality here on the morning show.
I've got some news.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So this project that I've been working on that I constantly pump, the free career, the direct career guidance or free career guidance for all New Zealanders, has just been given another extension.
Okay. So you thought it was going to end in a few months or something?
Yeah, but I thought it was going to end at the end of June. You know, contract to contract, that's the way it ran. And we got told on Wednesday that it will run for another year.
So if people want to access this at any time...
Well, this is the funny part, right? So up until the end of June,
can't.
I know how you're going to access
it.
Past that, that's still moving into the new form and the unknown because I'm not 100% sure. So the best way to actually find us at the moment is two means. You can go through the Connected websites and it's literally just connected.org, and that's part of Ministry of Social Development's work towards employment for the community. And you can find us from our region. But basically we're at Five Crossroads and Dinsdale Connected sites, and they are a community resource for all job seekers, employed or unemployed, or you know, for whatever reason you're wanting to talk to somebody about your future. And that could be, look, I want help with a profile. Oh goodness, hang on. Turn off Bobby, no, can't talk to you on the phone. Or alternatively, you can go on the careers.org.nz website and scroll down the page and find the link to the free career guidance.
And this is
service.
Good for people who
think
they want to do something but don't know what it is yet.
Anybody that's working.
Yeah, anybody.
Good for anybody that's working. Career guidance isn't about anything other than your story, how you want to do it, and getting support to do that. You know, because that's really what a career is, and I suppose that's, you know, we could link that into you're getting things now as well. But it's about career is your work story, and you work in every area of your life. So, you know, a lot of these artists aren't full-time musicians. This is what they do in their working life. You know?
And I actually interviewed Tux from Lost Tribe Aotearoa yesterday, and he said we're really, really lucky we have day jobs. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah. It means we get to choose what we do with our music. We're not beholden to a record company and we're not desperate. He didn't use the word desperate, but, you know, you can end up desperate to, I've got to get a hit, or I've got to, how am I going to get the money in, you know, and you'll do stuff that you wouldn't do for your art.
Well, it's like putting a price tag on inspiration then as well, isn't it? And about how you kind of construct that artistic medium that is music for some people. So I have a very talented musician in my family as well, and my cousin is in a rock band called The Lost Search Party. The Lost Search Party. And they are just, they tour up and down the UK and they're on radios and things like that there as well. And he has a day job. He's a builder.
There we go.
Yeah, because, you know, like he said, as much as he would love to be full-time, like, you know, he needs security as well. So
that's tough. Yeah. See, I always thought it was primarily a New Zealand thing, that it's really hard to make a living out of music in this country. I thought in the UK it would be easy.
Not so many people here,
That's always been a problem.
Yeah, economy of scale scenario.
But now you're saying the UK is not big enough either.
Well, I think it's just more competition, isn't it?
That's,
you know what
true,
I mean?
Yeah.
So, and that's why I think for someone like me that looks into this kind of talent with that employment in mind, I always really admire people that go and do it because they love it and it doesn't matter. And I think, you know, like you took, we've had a bit of a laugh this morning about Pete and Davey maybe, but their love and talent is something that eclipses all monetary reward for what they do.
And Peter's had an extra one too, although I suspect Dave's had this as well, but Peter has taught so many kids coming through Raglan Area School and Boys High, including Meraki and some other, and other guys from Mondo Green. I think he certainly knows Joel. Yeah. So
he's sharing of talent as well. What a wonderful thing.
And you get to feel, you get to take some credit for their success, you know.
I suppose it's a sense of legacy there.
Well, not take some credit, but you just feel like it just, enjoy it.
Installed those kind of abilities or, you know, develop those abilities in another.
Yeah.
And that's pretty, I think that's a really special thing to come from, your own talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the people that he taught at Boys High was Connor McCabe.
Oh, and this is me, because I want to hear the song that's got Justin Bieber in it.
Well, it's called Justin Bieber.
I don't want to hear a Justin Bieber song. I want to hear a song that's called Justin Bieber. So we're going to play that one because it sounds like a bit of fun.
And it's by Connor's old band Fortunes from Melbourne.
Excellent.
Feel like Justin Bieber. With you now that I need you, Timberlake like a river. Ooh, I'm a believer in us. With you now, wanna see ya. Wanna know who you see in the mirror. Cause it's like your mind, my mirror. I just need somebody to love. I just need somebody to love. I just need somebody to love. Can you put me on today? A throwback we'll go down to. Maybe this could be one of our tunes. When it plays, we can say that this is our trip. This one's going straight on the playlist. The soundtrack of us two. It's just us when they play this. When they play it, we can say that this is our trip. Let me hate her. The club is jumping, jumping, but I ain't over. Put my love on top, I'm stoned. We can be movie stars. We can be movie stars. We've got the chance to go that far. Am I losing you for good? I just need somebody to love. Can you put me on to that new? A throwback we'll go down to. Maybe this could be one of our tunes. When it plays, we can say that this is our trip. This one's going straight on the playlist. The soundtrack of us two. It's just us when they play this. When they play it, we can say that this is our trip. Boys
I do what you don't. I'm about to drown in an ocean bigger than me. Pick me up, wrap me in red palms and sunnies. Carry me a beach holiday with me. I just need somebody. Will you even know? Your second album, though. I hope you got the inspo you needed. I know it's hard the first love, you can't repeat it. But it beat it, it'd be fake, complete 180. Will we even know it? Will we even know? Beat it, what's feel like? Justin Bieber, where are you now that I need ya? Where are you now that I need ya? I see somebody to love.
That was Fortunes with Connor McCabe on vocals. The track's called Justin Bieber. You like that one?
I like that one. I like the only line, Justin Bieber, are you when I need ya?
Yeah, yeah, that's brilliant, brilliant. And now I promised to play, Natalie, Beach Bay Bogan by Five Girls, because you know some of the Five Girls.
Yeah.
There's three, and there's only three. But they're called Five Girls.
I only know one.
You only know one of the three Five Girls. All right, here's their track.
Off of my mother hips. I shake my towel to avoid a rash, and as I shake my green eyes catch full-bodied pale black. Christmas in the front, party in the back. Beach Bay Bogan. Beach Bay. And I could cry. He gives me a medal salute. I trip over like a bullet moose. I've never seen his kind before. Shine like the sand, rock like the shore. Beach Bay Bogan.
Lady, will you be my girl?
Beach Bay Bogan.
How you got the morning show? Beach Bay Bogan by Five Girls.
Whiplash from Headbanging.
You like that one?
Yes.
We're going through. Natalie's here. We normally talk careers. We did for a couple of minutes.
Yes, for a very couple of minutes.
So we've done our job. And yep. Now you wanted to know what Reiki's up to.
Yep.
Reiki Ruawai. And so
I'm going to play one of his.
Yeah, I was just talking to Mike from the Sunday special on Thursday show last night. And he was saying that he really, really loves one of Reiki's songs. Like it is his number one song at the moment of all the music that's out. And I think it was this one. I'm pretty sure it was Miller. So we're going to play Miller. And you can have a listen to this.
All right, we're kid. Bit of lead
in. It's coming, folks. It's coming. I promise.
That's the yard. That's like outside the yachty.
Yeah.
Is it?
No, it's around the back of the yachty. Oh, here we go.
Cold, cold, inadequate sun. Why are you so eager to run me down? I see we spend some days when no places remains the same. Where are you now then? No location that I can see. So just come back round so my sun never goes down. Fast gone, fast. Can't seem to keep my grip when she goes far gone, far. Just know I'll be waiting for her warm coat of love. Even when the days go fast, gone fast they go. See, it's been too long since my sun is gone. And all this cold has left us with few pale faces. All I need is that warmth of fun that seems to hold our show. But with my time, my fun will come. I show my love when she goes back around. Yes, I can feel it, the sweet warmth of her love, oh sweet love. Can't get quite enough. Just wait, I'll be here waiting for my sun to come.
Morning show, Reiki Ruawai there with Miller, and the bass in that. You need, if you're listening to it on some little speakers, get yourself some big speakers and listen to that song again. It rumbles.
It does.
And it's not every beat.
Every so often.
Presumably it's the fourth. I don't know. I'm not a musician, but.
You're getting technical.
That's about it. That's the limit.
I can count.
So what am I? Oh, now we're going to play one of Felix's tracks.
So it goes by B-sides on.
The B-side beats.
Yep.
Yeah. Or B-side All
B-side
Stars.
B-side records.
And this is off the album of Baldwin Fun Machine, which is literally is an actual thing, but it's also the name of an album. This is called Heritage Dub. I know this is on the list, but I don't know what it sounds like.
No, it's going to take a risk here.
There wasn't much stuff on Spotify when I was putting this list together from him.
No.
So I need to put a...
You need to get onto that, Felix.
No, I...
Note to self. Note to
I
you,
tried.
Felix. Is
I tried.
Self.
You've got to go. You've got to go to bsidebeats.nz to find... this massive collection of very unusual and interesting stuff.
Very interesting person.
Here we go. Yep. Heritage Dub, the Baldwin Fun Machine.
Yes, Steve. Steve, Ricky. I want to tell you about your heritage.
What do you think?
Yeah, it was good. It's a great sample, right? Yeah.
What, so they used to play on Tractor quite a bit.
Yeah, we used to have that one on Tractor quite a bit. And so Felix and I meet musically. We're great musical buddies. Yeah.
And that's not really – well, there is no one song you can play that represents all of Felix's music.
No, you can't. And
that kind of does. That kind of does, though, in a way. Seems to have everything thrown in.
A very talented producer, a very talented musician, and actually quite an epic singer when he puts his mind to it.
Have you heard the Monica Lewinsky stuff that he does? Harmonica Lewinsky?
Harmonica Lewinsky.
Yeah. I haven't got time to play that. We'll play that after the show because we're going to play. I wanted to play you.
We want to play Said and Done.
Yeah, this is
by the Flodist Topic.
This is Flow.
No, is that how it says? Oh no, that's Topic is part of the word that YouTube used to describe something.
Yeah. Their band name is not Flodist Topic.
Well,
it's
I think it
Flodist.
Should be Flodist.
It
choose
should
be, a topic.
It should be Flodist Topic. Like Kat from Five Girls, her stage name should be Kat Hare.
Kat Hare.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Said and Done by Flodist featuring Reiki Ruwai on vocals, and we're going. This is the end of the show for the day.
Thank you for having me. It's been awesome.
Yeah, it's been. I actually wanted to do this sort of thing with you for a while because I know you're into your music, and you can. Even though I've bought you a lot of the stuff, it's been an interesting chat.
So. Yeah, well, yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm always like a big enjoyer of people going out there and doing their thing, and just sharing their talents. I think we're really fortunate to live in a town that is tiny as ragged.
Here we go. It's coming. Here's the drop.
You've been holding on too long. To matters not worth facing. Even though this had hand up. Oh, even though this had enough.
Even though this is